Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. This is episode 8 of the show, and today is Wednesday, February 1st, 2012. Thank you very much for joining us. You can follow along with show notes and more on the official blog site at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. And feel free to email any questions, comments, or story ideas to sportsworldreport@gmail.com or call and leave a voicemail at 254-307-SWRE. Again, that is 254-307-7973. In addition, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at SP World Report, and you can also follow my personal Twitter account at Denton Ramsey. Jumping right in, we have a lot to discuss when it comes to Baylor and Houston sports. The first thing I'd like to address is the Baylor men's basketball team, number 6 in the nation, facing the Texas A&M Aggies tonight in College Station. The game will be televised on ESPN2, and it tips off at 8.05 p.m. Central Time. I'm going to read the first couple of paragraphs on storylines from this BaylorBears.com story. Again, all of these show notes will be linked up on the blog site for those of you who would like to take a more in-depth look at the stories discussed. Number 6 Baylor, 19-2 overall, 6-2 in conference, aims to complete its second consecutive series sweep of Texas A&M, 12-8 overall, 3-5 in the Big 12, when the two teams square off Wednesday in College Station for the final time in the regular season as Big 12 conference rivals. Tip-off is set for 8.05 p.m. Central Standard Time on ESPN2. Baylor is 19-3 all-time when ranked in the top 10. 16 of those wins have come this season. Again, Coach Drew and the Bears are looking good. They're going to continue to look good, in my opinion. I have a feeling they will win tonight at A&M. Kyle Field is always a Kyle Field. The Reed Arena over there in A&M is always a tough place to play. Sorry, guys, I got mixed up with football talking about Kyle Field and the Aggies. The Bears and Aggies have been rivals for years. It's going to be kind of sad to see them switch conferences, but at the same time, let's take care of business, Baylor. Let's get out there in College Station, and let's pick up that big needed win tonight at A&M. Again, I'll give you guys updates next week as far as this game is concerned, and I will give you guys the men's basketball schedule moving forward from here on out at the end of the show. Moving on, Baylor women's basketball team remains number 1 in the nation. They are undefeated at 21-0, 8-0 in the Big 12. They face Missouri tonight on the road. That game is not on TV, but can be picked up on the radio here in Waco. Again, the first couple paragraphs from this story on the rundown on the Lady Bears is the top-ranked Lady Bears face another tough six-day stretch. With two road games, one at Missouri February 1st and one at Kansas State February 4th on the slate, followed by a home ESPN Big Monday game on February 6th, Baylor will play three games in a six-day period for the second time in 3 weeks. Baylor, a school record 21-0 overall and 8-0 in league play, is led on the season by three players who average 10 or more points a game. Junior post Brittany Griner, National Player of the Year candidate, leads the Big 12 with 22.7 points per game, while sophomore guard Odyssey Sims, an All-American candidate, manages 15.5 a contest, and junior forward post Destiny Williams adds 10.1 a contest. Again, the link to this story will be in the show notes. Lady Bears look to remain undefeated as they face Missouri tonight on the road. Moving on to a Robert Griffin III update. This comes to us from KWTX.com. It's entitled, Mr. Griffin Goes to Washington. Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III heads to Washington Wednesday at the invitation of the President and First Lady. Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III heads to Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, today, at the invitation of President Barack Obama and his wife, Michelle. On Thursday, Griffin will lead a prayer at the National Prayer Breakfast at the Hilton Washington International Hotel. Earlier this month, Griffin decided to pass on his final season of eligibility at Baylor to enter the NFL draft. On January 16th, he flew to Arizona accompanied by his mother and fiance to begin 5 weeks of intensive training at a sports performance facility. The three will fly to Washington today while they'll be joined by Griffin's father, who remained in Copper's Cove while his son trains. From Washington, Griffin III heads to Indianapolis, where he will take part in Super Bowl media events. He hasn't decided whether to attend the game Sunday, his parents said. Griffin is projected to be one of the top picks in April's NFL draft. He and Stanford's Andrew Luck, the Heisman runner-up, are likely to be the first two quarterbacks selected. Griffin played 41 games during his record-setting career at Baylor, completing 800 of 1,192 passes for 67% for 10,366 yards with 78 touchdowns and only 17 interceptions, along with 2,254 yards and 33 touchdowns rushing. He completed 72% of his passes this year for 4,239 yards and 37 touchdowns. Again, this story will be linked up in the show notes. Moving on, today is also signing day in college football at Baylor, and you guys can get an update on the latest signings on BaylorBears.com. I will give you a link directly to the signing day central. They've definitely signed a handful of players, and you can make BaylorBears.com your signing day headquarters today, so check it out. And definitely throughout the week, if you check it, there will be updates on the players that have chosen to come to Baylor to play football. Moving on, also want to talk about Baylor baseball and softball, which is right around the corner. This Baylor baseball story is entitled Motivated. Painful 2011 ending drives baseball team. Nearly 8 months later, the pain is still there. One strike away from eliminating Cal, advancing to host Dallas Baptist in a Super Regional, the Baylor baseball team gave up four runs in the bottom of the ninth and had its season come to a crashing halt with a 9-8 loss in the Houston Regional. Quote, being one strike away and then everything just unfolding the way it did, it definitely humbles you a lot just to respect the game and know that anything can happen at any given moment, said junior left-hander Josh Turley. But in the fall, we use that as a motivator. We're not going to forget about it because it's still in our hearts. But it's definitely motivated us to want to get back to the situation to prove that we can handle it and move on to bigger and better things. Again, the baseball team opens the season with a three-game series against Oral Roberts on February 17th through 19th at Baylor Ballpark. There will be a link to this story in the show notes. Softball team, meanwhile, picked up fourth in the Big 12. The Lady Bears returned 11 letter winners and 8 starters from last season's Women's College World Series squad. Here's the first couple paragraphs from this story on BaylorBears.com. The Baylor softball team was picked to finish fourth in a preseason vote conducted by lead coaches, the Big 12 Conference Office announced Wednesday. The Lady Bears are coming off a national ranking of fourth after advancing to the Women's College World Series semifinals. The last time Baylor was picked this high was a third-place prediction in 2010. Baylor returns 11 letter winners and 8 starters off of last season's squad, including second-team All-American pitcher Whitney Canyon. The Lady Bears will begin the 2012 season at home for the Getterman QTI Classic February 10th through 12th. Again, guys, there will be a link to both the football and softball stories from BaylorBears.com in the show notes. Moving on from Baylor, let's talk about the Houston Astros briefly. This comes to us from HoustonAstros.com by Brian McTaggart for MLB.com. It's entitled, Crane Tells Fans, Astros Name Remains the Same. The Astros recently changed owners, will switch to the American League in 2013, and could have new uniforms then as well. One thing that won't change is the team's name. In an email sent to season ticket holders on Monday, new owner Jim Crane informed fans that Houston's baseball team will continue to be known as the Astros. Real briefly, I'm going to play you this 40-second clip from Astros.com where Jim Crane does address the fans.
Our season ticket holders are very important to us. Thank you for coming to Minute Maid Park and responding to our season ticket holder survey. You asked for change, and we addressed our fan-friendly initiatives last week, and we hope you like them. We will continue to listen and look for additional ways to improve on and off the field. One thing we're not going to change is the name. We received strong feedback and consensus among season ticket holders and many fans, and we will not be changing the name Astros. Astros are here to stay. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the ballpark soon. Thank you very much.
Well, guys, that is positive news. You can count me in as one of the fans that would let Jim Crane know that we want to keep the name the Houston Astros. The Houston Astros has been the name of this team since I was a kid. Remember the history of it with the Colt 45s, but Love the fact that the Astros name is going to remain the same. We'll see what happens as far as uniform changes or anything like that. I will definitely keep you guys informed. Moving on to another Houston sport, the Houston Rockets are playing the San Antonio Spurs this evening in San Antonio. I'm going to go ahead and read the first couple of paragraphs of this preview story from NBA.com. A miserable defensive performance slowed the Houston Rockets' momentum. A visit to the San Antonio Spurs might not help them regain it. The Rockets will try to win the season series with their in-state rivals for the first time since 1996-97 by snapping a four-game losing streak in San Antonio, where the Spurs have lost once this season. Houston, 12-9 overall, gave up a franchise-worst 42 points in one quarter Monday during a 120-108 home defeat to Minnesota. The Rockets allowed the Timberwolves to shoot 58.1%, the best by an opponent this season, and losing for the second time in 11 games. Again, it's going to be tough for the Rockets to win tonight at San Antonio, but let's hope they can get it done. So far, they have taken two of the three. They lost last time they played at San Antonio 101-95 on January 11th. Let's hope they can take care of business tonight. Keep you guys informed real quickly before we end the show and talk about schedules for this week. Updated NBA standings. This comes from NBA.com. Again, I'm just going to read the top three teams in each division for the conference. In the East Atlantic Division, we've got Philadelphia at 15-6, Boston at 10-10, New York at 8-13. In the Central, we've got Chicago at 18-5, Indiana at 14-6, and Milwaukee at 9-11. In the Southeast, we've got Miami at 16-5, Atlanta at 16-6, and Orlando at 12-9. Moving on to the Western Conference, in the Northwest, we have Oklahoma City at 16-4, Denver at 14-7, Utah at 12-7. In the Pacific, we have the LA Clippers at 12-6, the LA Lakers at 13-9, Golden State at 7-12. In the Southwest, we've got Dallas at 14-8, San Antonio at 13-9, and Houston at 12-9. Again, guys, those standings and updates will be in the show notes on sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. As far as schedules for this week, we've got Baylor women's basketball at Missouri tonight, 7 p.m. Central Time. Houston Rockets at San Antonio tonight, 7:30 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Baylor men's basketball at Texas A&M tonight, 8 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. Houston Rockets versus Phoenix on Friday, February 3rd, 7 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Baylor men's basketball travels to Oklahoma State on Saturday, February 4th for a 12:45 p.m. Central Time showdown on the Big 12 Network. Houston Rockets travel to Minnesota on Saturday, February 4th at 7 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Baylor women's basketball then travels to Kansas State on Saturday, February 4th for a 7 p.m. Central Time showdown. Houston Rockets head to Denver on Monday, February 6th for an 8 p.m. Central Time tip-off on FSN Houston. And the Baylor women's basketball team returns home to host Oklahoma on Monday, February 6th at 8 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. Again, guys, that will wrap up Episode 8 of Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. Thank you very much for joining us. Please email in questions, comments, story ideas to sportsworldreport@gmail.com. Call us and leave us a voicemail at 254-307-7973. Thank you very much, guys. I look forward to talking to you again next week.